From New Hampshire Public Radio, this is Word of Mouth. I'm Virginia Prescott. The works of two important Chinese artists, the return of a festival of experimental sound, and a retrospective by a legend of pop art are all on the summer events radar of Michelle Aldridge. She's a writer and photographer and the creator of the Guarlingo website and podcast. That's an online resource for conversations about creativity and finds in the world of contemporary art. Michelle, great to have you back.
Thanks for having me. I'm glad to be here.
Well, I'm really excited about Ed Ruscha at the Rose Art Museum in Boston. Now, for listeners who don't associate the name necessarily with the images, please describe a little of his work for us.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, this is a major retrospective by Ed Ruscha at Brandeis. The Rose Museum had a firestorm of bad press back in 2009 when the former president announced plans to shut the museum down and sell the collection. But luckily, the museum was saved. There's a new president. And this is a fabulous show that covers 60 years of the artist's work. Ruscha is all about Southern California. You know, he's really he's a highly influential pop artist. He's all about cars, billboards, film, L.A. And I was shocked to learn this is the first large scale solo show of his work in the Boston area. He's probably best known for his artist books, 26 gasoline stations and every building on the Sunset Strip. And some viewers may know his 1966 screen print called Standard Station, which shows...
It's like a Standard Oil gas station.
Exactly. And he's really a master of wordplay. This is a good example because it's not only a gas station, but standard also means a mark of quality, and it refers to Rockefeller's oil company, which was dissolved by an antitrust ruling in 1911. So there's 70 pieces in the show. And you'll need to act quickly, though, because it's only on view through June 12th.
Okay, June 12th, Rose Art Museum in Boston. Chinese artists are certainly big on the international art scene. Now, I understand we have a couple of chances to see some in New England. What's coming up?
Yeah, this is a very rare chance. So I was excited when I saw the work of photographer and performance artist Leo Bolin is at the Brattleboro Museum through June 23rd. And Leo is sometimes called the invisible man because he creates these photographs of himself blending into various settings around Beijing. So, for instance, he might be standing in front of a building that's been demolished, or in one of my favorite photos, he's standing in front of a shelf of soft drinks at a grocery store. But you can't really spot him because his body is completely painted to blend in with the background. So he says that the series is a form of silent protest. And that's on view at the Brattleboro Museum through June 23rd.
The great thing about him is you look at these, he does sort of disappear into the backgrounds and sometimes the other figures, but he doesn't use Photoshop. It's actually painted.
Exactly. It's all done in real time. Mm-hmm. Yeah, which is rare these days.
What else?
So we also have down at Mass MoCA a selection of work by the Chinese artist Xu Bing, including his two 100-foot, 20-ton phoenix sculptures that are made of demolition and building debris from Beijing. This is the first time the work's been seen in the U.S. It's right here in Massachusetts. The work was originally commissioned for Cesar Pelé's World Financial Center in Beijing, but the installation raised a whole lot of loaded questions about Chinese labor and the destruction of old neighborhoods in China in favor of what some Chinese jokingly call tofu construction. Mm. So needless to say, the government did not allow the sculpture to be hung in the atrium. So now it's here, and you can see that along with some of his other work at Mass MoCA through October 31st.
Also at MoCA, a favorite returns, the Solid Sound Festival. This is put together pretty much by the band Wilco at Mass MoCA, and this is what, August?
This is actually earlier this year. It used to be in August. This year it's June 21st through the 23rd, so it's coming up soon, and tickets are going very quickly. This is turning into a semi-regular must-see event here in New England. And, of course, Wilco will be there, along with artists like Nico Case, Lowe, a live performance of Radiolab, an NPR favorite. Also, Yo La Tengo will be performing. They're one of my favorites. And there's going to be a special screening of Sam Green's wonderful live film, The Love Song of R. Buckminster Fuller, with a live soundtrack by Yo La Tengo. And I've written about that for Guarlingo. I highly recommend it. The band members from Wilco will have their own sound installations. There's going to be some family activities like urban bird walks, birds of prey, stargazing, a make-your-own musical instrument jam session for kids. And last but not least, of course, we must have demonstrations on home brewing, raising chickens, and making hot sauce.
I guess that gives us an idea of the audience. Michelle Aldridge is with us. She's a writer and photographer and creator of the Guarlingo website, with us to talk about her picks for arts and cultural events coming up in New England this summer. Now, I must say, we're not talking about the kind of Winchester Pickle Festival kind of thing. She covers a lot more groundbreaking artists and institutions. And I liked, actually, I saw you referred to as an arts enabler.
Yes, that is a term that has been picked up by a few people. I think I see my mission as just to spread the word about great contemporary art and to make it more accessible.
How about accessible here, closer to home? Anything going on?
Yeah, we have a few great things. So if you're looking for music closer to home, check out the Thing in the Spring Festival, which is June 6th through 9th, and it's returning to Peterborough for its sixth year. The festival's run by musician Eric Gagne and his wife, artist Mary Goldwaith Gagne. So we have music by Sam Moss, ADM, Joe McPhee, lots of other great bands, also artwork by Anna Von Mertens, which is fabulous, and Rochelle Bedoin. And
this is where, is this where they do the Broke Art Fair?
It is. That's what I was going to mention. Mm-hmm. That's probably the most popular component of the festival. So that's going to be Saturday, June 8th at the Peterborough Town Hall. It's free to get in. Basically, all the artists who are featured have agreed to sell their prints, collages, wearables for under $50. So you can get tickets at the Peterborough Toadstool or Brewbakers and Keene, or go online to thethinginthespring.com.
And we'll have certainly links for everything that Michelle's talking about today. Before we run out of time, though, an annual favorite, Metal Day at the McDowell Colony and the Monadnock Music Festival.
That's right. So, yes, Metal Day's annual open house is coming up at the McDowell Colony. This is a rare chance for visitors to tour the grounds and gardens of the country's oldest artist retreat and to see the Edward McDowell given to a artist who has contributed to the arts. It's a Lifetime Achievement Award. This year's medalist is Stephen Sondheim.
Oh, right. Great.
And, yep, lyrics for West Side Story, wrote the music for Sweeney Todd. He's the first artist to be given the medal in musical theater, and he's won 8 Tonys, an Oscar, 8 Grammys, a Pulitzer, and now he can add the McDowell Medal to his trophy case.
And who's playing the music?
You mean at the
festival?
Well, I'm not. I think there's going to be a event at Monadnock Music that weekend showcasing some of Sondheim's music, which leads me to my next event, which is with the Monadnock Music Festival. And I'm looking forward to hearing the work of medalist Lou Harrison on Saturday, July 27th. It features Gamelon. And it's going to be a great event. Check out their free concerts.
Michelle Aldridge, writer, photographer, creator of the Guarlingo website and now podcast. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
You'll find a link to more on the events she talked about in a rather charming video about Guarlingo at wordofmouthradio.org.